Welcome everyone you are listening to and perhaps watching Calling the Audible. I'm your host, Peace Del Reese. I'm joined by the forever faded.
And by that
forever faded. Yeah, okay.
I don't actually mean
that. That could mean a lot of things.
I just mean that your polos are forever faded. Everything you wear is faded.
Wasn't Jean Guy your favorite team?
Jean Guy, yes!
There we go. So it works.
Yes, the bandwagon continues.
Let's just say it's October 17th. Forever faded, Simone Dachenet. And of course, the never fading. Always popular.
Eagle?
Eagle of Mass Control. I have a musical cue.
I was sure you were about to
listen?
Say.
You have a headset on.
I was sure you were about to say yourself. I was like, that's why I tried to cut you off.
I did myself first. I always do myself first.
It's true.
Always do yourself first.
That's what she said.
So I was late this evening getting to the podcast. I apologize. I've been trying to get better. I've been trying to make a concerted effort to be... I said trying to get better.
Didn't she show up before Eagle?
It's true. I did show up before Eagle. But I was late, and so the reason I was late is I forgot to fill up when I left work. It's not an excuse, it's just a dumbass reason. So I had to fill up on my way here. And a few things bothered me about the gas exchange. One was the price.
You have to subscribe to Essence Montréal on Twitter. They tell you when prices are going to go up. It happened on Tuesday.
However, I'm just going to... I lost the game to the gas. I'll just fill up.
I mean...
Whenever I'm out, I put gas in the car.
I see it like 128. I'm like, ah, it's going to stay that way.
Never does.
Next day, 140. Nah, I just lost 12 cents per liter.
So the other thing is... They have this like menu where you're allowed to like express fill, where you like put your card in there so you don't have to go inside and punch all these buttons. Yes. And ask you like 40 questions about like your what about your air miles card and what color is your eyes? What are your hopes and dreams? Yo, just put gas in my car. Stop asking you. Like, I'm sure it's faster to just go inside and pay.
Yeah,
it must be faster.
Well, because they try and sell you lotto tickets. That's why.
Oh, that makes me. That also infuriates me. I don't want to play lottery. If I want to do it, I'll choose to do it. I want to gamble on games.
Well, you could also tap your card on the machines.
Yeah.
But then they freeze like $250 on your card, so that's also a loss.
And they still ask you a million questions.
Really?
Yes.
I've never done it before.
Also, when you let's say you put in like $40 or whatever, put in $40, and you start filling up. Why does it slow down for the last 50 cents? It knows how much gas it's dispensing. It's a computer. It's made the calculation already.
It's already dispensed it from the reservoir, and now it's making its way through the hose, but it's still kind of in progress, so it's just pumping air, and that's why you're not getting a lot. So it's going really slow as it actually ticks through.
What I've done is, from now on, as soon as I feel it slow down, I stop. That's the amount I wanted. I wanted 39 and 68 cents. That's exactly the amount I wanted. That's exactly what. So my receipts are all bizarre.
So you never go to Ultramar because it slowed down like a dollar before?
Yeah, no, never. Never. Also, when I went to the States, by the way, they all filled up the same speed and stopped instantly on the other one.
You know what you could do though? You could go to the camion station, the trucks.
Yeah.
That pours a lot faster. A lot faster.
That's true.
But then there's going to be gas everywhere.
Yeah, probably. Because it pours so fast.
I did it one time with a truck. It wasn't a big enough truck. Mistakes
That's
were made.
The story of your life, Simone. Not big enough. So we'll get into some games.
Aww.
But before we do, I want to play a game. And maybe something we can play with the audience as well. I was at work with a colleague of mine. I'm lucky enough that at my other job, I work with my best friend who lived across the street from me growing up.
Okay.
And my brother.
That's pretty dope.
It's kind of awesome. It's the one redeeming quality of my aggressively mediocrely paid job. Where I get to pay to eat for a living. But anyway, we often have a lot of conversations that are somewhat off the wall and interesting. And this one was interesting. We talked about reimagining TV and movie roles where those roles where the heroes were now the villains and the villains were the heroes and vice versa. Okay. So I was thinking we should have like a competing roll-off of these.
Okay.
So I'll say one. I'll start the show with one. And then we'll get into some games and I'll give you guys a chance to interject with them as the show goes on.
Okay.
I'll start with one to show you kind of what I mean. If people on Facebook want to make a case for some of the shows and stuff they like and the shows they watch, this would be a good time to do it. Corey Wolowski was my scorekeeper last night, and he made me think of this one. He's a big Office fan. If you if you rewatch The Office, Pam's a bitch. Like so many times, Jim just lets her follow her dreams, and she continuously plays with her heart, and he moves away, gets away from that craziness, right? So he's dating Rashida Jones. And then he must be blind or something, gets him to leave her for Pam, move back, just tear up the life. Then she's like, I want to go to art school. He's like, fine, go to art school. New York City, whatever, fine. Then she was back. He's bought her a house. He's like, you bought me a house. I didn't really choose the house. He bought you a house.
And then she sells that house.
Yep. And not only that, when he wants to become a sports agent, has a dream opportunity of his life. No, I want to see you be a secretary. Yeah.
To nobody.
Yeah. She could have been a secretary at the goddamn company.
And she also hates everybody in that office. Exactly.
So, Pamaho.
Pamaho.
We're going to get to some of the games. Wow. One of the games I want to get to is the Conspiracy Braves game. It was awesome. But we're going to get to that with our guest, Dan Tacos Lazara.
You want
to
do it right away?
Is he ready?
Yeah. I told him 7:30, but we can do it now.
Well, find out if he's ready.
Okay.
That's if why I asked. You can have it queued up and you tell me when the interview starts is how this should work.
Well, yes, but also no.
Yes, but also no.
Yes, but also no.
Do you have one in the meantime? Or
yes. Time? So technically, all superheroes are dicks.
Yeah.
Because if you could just kill them, they would be better off than going to jail for life. Who wants to go to jail for life? So you do like a petty crime, and instead of killing you off and just ending your misery, you're stuck going to jail for like 50 years.
You know that Spider-Man had you like suspended from a lamppost? Like yeah. Blood rushed to your head.
So not only are you going to jail for the rest of your life, but you can't enjoy anything before going.
I had a superhero one, but I kind of don't want to waste the entire 10 minutes of the show talking about this while we wait for Eagle and for Filibuster. Well, going to the call right away was a bad idea. We're learning. We're learning each week on calling the audible.
He says call at 7:30.
Okay.
So we'll do something else before.
Let's get into another tier one game. However, FPF All Stars took on Keyport Lock Stars. It's annoying how both teams alliteratively end with the stars. Same suffix.
Yeah. So stars on stars.
Stars on stars on stars.
Who's the third star? Was it you?
So like, have we been underrating Have we been overrating Keyport Lock Stars? Or have we underrated them? Because, like, I feel like kind of we all were like, maybe there's a chance this week. Like, we don't want to put money on it, but, like, if one of our friends was going in, we'll put, like, here's an extra $100. Like, yeah, why not? Let's see. It pays well.
Yeah, it definitely would have paid well. We talked about it last week.
Did you have, like, a sense of, like, maybe?
I was pretty sure it was going to happen just because they were too much on a high that it's the sort of thing that Finest likes to do is just shut you down. Yeah. Oh, you've been having a good time. Yeah, now you'll lose.
Fair.
It's what they do.
Eagle, you didn't have that feeling that maybe Keyport Lockstars could upset the FPF All-Stars?
I went to last week's show just to remember what I said because I had to put the picks in. And what I had agreed upon was that if it was going to be Rod that was going to play, it was going to be a tighter game, but they were going to lose. If Jeff was going to be quarterback, Jeff Rosenblatt, that they were going to lose by a large margin.
And they did.
Look what happened.
They did.
He did score, though.
Looking at FPF All-Stars, it's a team we don't talk too much about because it's boring. Because what do you say? They're good. Literally, one of my articles I wrote once, they're good. I have nothing else to say. What do you want?
What do you want?
But so one of the things that's interesting is that this is a different roster from Montreal's Finest.
A little bit.
And there are some key pieces. So if you look outside sort of the main pieces and look at some of the newer acquisitions, not even Chris Millard because he's had a couple of seasons now with Montreal's Finest, but looking at like Anthony Van Damme, Time Cop himself, Matt 007 Bond, Justin McClane. I'm sure there's a diehard reference in there. Man,
I was still
action stars. Just straight up action stars.
I was still stuck with Time Cop himself.
Yeah. Which of those do you think have had the biggest impact? I know you're going to say Van Damme. But let's hear why you say Van Damme.
Actually, no. I was going to say Matt Bond. Cool. I think that it's... Well, Matt Bond and Anthony Van Damme isn't... Well, Van Damme is... I think it's his second season aside from outside of FPF.
Yeah.
Which we don't care about anyways.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter.
Matt Bond's been playing with Wyatt for a little time now. And I think that he brings something defensively that they don't... That they're lacking when it's not Montreal's Finest. Mm-hmm. Like every Wyatt team not called Montreal's Finest always has a weaker defense.
And I would say even since, let's say, like the departure of Nathan Taylor, a team
Yeah, also
hasn't entirely recovered from losing such an impressive piece of defense.
They struggle because they can't replace potentially one of the best DBs in the league. They're trying to replace him with someone else, but they just don't have the same level of talent to replace him with. And they're used to these pieces, and everybody's getting older, and not everybody's as strong as they used to be.
And where's Keyshawn Thompson?
Well, this isn't the finals.
Yeah, you wanted to say.
Yeah, but he was a key piece to their defense too.
100%. But he was there in the fall. In spring?
He's not there now.
No, he only played winter, no?
Oh, it's also Eagle research. I think it was last time Keyshawn Thompson played for the finals.
I think he only played with Montreal's finest.
Yeah.
But anyways, the point remains that
guys are getting older and have responsibilities too. The main
exactly, right? They have kids. They're getting older. Their body's not in the same shape. They moved to Ottawa. They moved away. But I think Matt Baum brings that DB aspect that they were missing. And I'm not saying he was as good as Nathan Taylor was, but he's a very good defensive player.
Winter 2018, by the way. Nothing last year.
So it didn't spray spring.
So this current year, winter 2018.
Yeah, but nothing spring.
Spring, okay. Justin Ipikaye, McLean?
He's good. I think he's very good. He brings a sort of physicality that they don't have when they don't have guys like Jermaine or Keyshawn Thompson on the team, which is good for them. I think fall is a very good time for him for Kevin Wyatt and that group to give him a shot, see what he could do. Mm-hmm. I think offensively, there's no doubt about it. Defensively, it's just a matter of time seeing if he fits the scheme, what they want to do. I think it works, but I think fall is also like a very good time to try out a new DB.
No stats this game at all.
Four?
From McLean.
Oh. He had a touchdown in the previous game of the week, or week three, I think.
Yeah. I was actually just asking about the nickname, or should we go Justin McLean with a vengeance?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because it's got to be diehard themed. If anyone's got any diehard themed nicknames for Justin McLean. Because yeah. I don't know if I was reading about a lot. I was like, oh, these are all like 90s action. The peak of 90s action. I guess James Bond is in 90s action, but come on. Everyone remembers GoldenEye.
Justin McLean with a vengeance, pretty good.
T1 final. FPF All-Stars versus Braves. Is it done? Is it set? Does the rest of the tier even matter?
No.
Because?
Well, rest of the tier, yes, because there's going to be another playoff bracket. But for the top...
No, well, the top six teams are in one bracket.
Top six teams, like the top bracket, the one that most people in Tier 1 wants to play in, I don't think there's any other teams that could compete for that. Braves and Montreal, FPF All-Stars are the two pieces. They're the best teams in the division by a long shot, and then there's a huge margin between them and the third seed.
We talked about some of the guys on FPF All-Stars. Who does Kevin Wyeth hate? Who would he replace on his team?
Who's the one, like the one odd man?
The guy, he's there's no real weak link, but there's still the weakest player at some point, right? So who's the weakest player?
I'm going to go with Alex Pilon.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just going for clickbait there, right?
No, maybe.
Can we turn this into a clip so we get clickbait? Clickbait?
Nice. I think that...
Put ads all over it.
Can you say it again so I can do shot fired?
Alex Pilon? Oh, hey. So the chemistry between Kevin Wyatt and Anthony Van Dram's there. We've seen it last fall. We see it this season too. You go to him on key downs. Pat Jerome and Kevin Wyatt, like, you can't take away from that. They've been together for a long time. Kevin uses Serge Pilon as a snapper very well, and I think he loves to have that fast underneath guy. And then I could have gone with like Chris Millard offensively, for instance, but that's just too easy. Mm-hmm. So I prefer to go with like Alex Pilon, who doesn't have that same sort of role he did when he plays with DK, where he's like that number one receiver, like right next to his brother. They're both like number ones for Rajdi, but when he plays with Kevin Wyatt, he's sort of lost in the mix.
Yeah, that's fair. Eagle, do you have anyone that Kevin Wyatt hates?
No.
I got one.
Okay.
Opposing quarterbacks. One of them, Dan Tacos Lazara, who's ready to join us on the FPF guest line. But Dan, are you there?
That's cheating.
Let me call him.
But that's you're the worst. You should have him on standby waiting.
But it was a good transition, but that's cheating.
Yeah, I know. Because he's not on his team. But
so he can't be the weakest link on the team.
Well.
Let's ask Dan who thinks the odd man on that team
that's
is.
Fair. We need to find a way to clean this up, people.
<It's> so
call
bad.
Him in queue. We have to hear the phone ring. Hello. How's it going, Dan?
Not too bad yourself.
Not bad. Eagle's terrible at his job. I'm sorry about all of this. So thank you for joining us. For those unaware, it's quarterback for Conspiracy. One of the top quarterbacks in FPF, Dan Tacos Lazara.
Suck up.
I want to start the interview with a very, very important question that's dear to my heart. Dan, why'd you lie to people? Why'd you tell them you didn't like tacos?
Listen. Tacos, let me tell you something, okay? If you ever want to have a serious taco, now listen to me. Because some of you might think I'm crazy. Key and Marco are definitely going to go nuts when I say this. But when you throw that meat in that taco, spread a little bit of syrup. Try it out. Let me know how it goes.
Syrup?
Like maple syrup?
Like maple syrup, Simo. Oh.
I can see like a sort of, like,
it'll work.
Like pulled pork, that'd be good.
Or no, no, no. Please, please, please. Listen to me. Right. You, for the rest of this, for the rest of this call, for the rest of this call, you're never going to talk fast like that again because you broke up like crazy.
All right. I will slow down. I realize not everyone is quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then you've been hard on the media in the past and others, but I want to give you a chance to be on a podcast because, like, we're going to grill you. We're not going to take it easy on you. We want actual answers. We don't want, like, apologetic quarterback answers.
Oh, nice.
So I'll let Simo start with it, but I just wanted you to know that. We're not going to ease up on you because you're, like, you know, top-end quarterback in FPF. We're going to go hard. Go hard or go home.
Go hard or go home.
Ready to go?
You want to repeat that question, dude? You asked me like 19 things.
It wasn't. I asked you zero things. I was prefacing the interview, saying,
"Oh, listen.
We're gonna go Skype hard on
me.
You.
Skype call me because I don't hear a word you're saying."
Okay, so we're gonna have to Skype call. Jesus Christ, Eagle, fix this, please.
Not me.
Well, it's not. It's also not us.
It's definitely not me. I don't even know what a Skype is.
What's a Skype?
Yeah, it's a technology used in the early 2000s.
Up to 2017, and it just stopped working.
Yeah.
Although there's this thing about Skype that I realized this very recently.
So
about
I'm going to get back to the superhero thing while we're wasting time.
Okay, instead of cutting me off.
Yeah, because what you were going to say was terrible. It was dumb.
It was not, actually. It was very interesting.
We'll never know. Because you're talking about like a reimagining of like, you know, superhero characters. There's actually a comic book by Neil Gaiman about Batman.
Okay.
Called Whatever Happened to the... I don't remember. Whatever Happened to something, something, something. And it's about Batman's dead, and they all go to the funeral. Like all the characters, like Joker and whatever, go to the funeral and start telling their story. Alfred's story is crazy. It tells a story about a guy who's driven mad by the death of his parents. And he, in his mind, turns himself into a superhero so that he would have something to live for, and that he felt like he was protecting the city. And each of the characters that he's fought are actors that Alfred hired. And then even that wasn't enough. He needed to create a supervillain. So Alfred himself posed as the Joker.
Hello.
Oh, that's really dope.
Really interesting. Hey, how's it going, Dan?
You guys are just... Okay, whatever. Let's do this conversation. But I don't hear a word you're saying.
Even now.
Why don't you, like, use WhatsApp or something? I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't do technology.
We don't do tech.
Eagle, me and you, we're going to have to talk. But anyways, go on.
So what I was saying, Dan, is... You've been critical of the media before, and today I want you to know, it's no gloves off. We want you to be like a media member. We want you to know what it's like to have to answer real questions, and have to not answer like an apologetic cornerback. You ready?
Let's go.
All right, you got anything for Dan?
Yeah, we'll transition to who's the weakest player on FPF All Stars.
Speech and you don't even have a question for me.
I got a bunch. Don't worry, I'm not.
We're ready.
I'm being nice by letting Simo start.
Who's the weakest player on FPF All-Stars?
Okay, go.
Who's the weakest player on FPF All-Stars?
I don't understand the question. You guys are breaking up like crazy.
Or you're breaking up like crazy.
I think we may have to break up with Tacos if this conversation continues going this poorly. He asked who the weakest player on FPF All-Stars is.
The weak. Oh, okay, okay. I just heard that question. Okay.
Like, who are you picking on under defense?
Read. No, no, no. Read me the roster because they keep switching up.
Eagle.
That defense every year.
Well, there's Kevin Wyatt.
Read me that starting roster. Like, no, no. What? Why would I name Kevin?
Okay.
So on their roster, Alex Pilon, Anthony Vandram, Chris Miard, Jacques Void, Justin McLean, Kenneth Wyeth, Matt Bond, Patrick Jerome, and Serge Pilon Jr.
Stacked squad.
Pick one.
But
go.
Unfortunately, their weakest player is the weakest FIFA player that I've ever played also, Chris nice. Millard. No kidding.
Ew.
Yeah, we got Millard's gonna step up his game in FIFA and FPF.
It's gonna be like 5 sacks next week.
But
no,
I,
no, no, no. I'm just busting balls. Millard's a crazy rusher, trust.
So you talk about like how, you know, maybe you'd pick, if you had to pick on the someone on FPF All Stars, it would be Chris Millard. Did the Braves pick on Ryan Dobbs-Garnett this past week?
What?
Did the Braves pick on Ryan Dobbs-Garnett, who subbed for you this week?
He got burned, but he also played a good game on offense. I mean, we were down a man, and he came in and he stepped up. It was a Division I game versus probably the division's best. So, you know, like, mm-hmm. I appreciated what he came and do for us, and I don't have any regrets.
When you're playing against...
I mean, Jonathan Meyer was putting up some freaking passes that... And JD came down with a lot. They executed. They executed very well.
So that's the thing I was going to ask you, too. What's the feeling like now? You threw a couple of interceptions this game. What's the feeling like?
Here you go again. Talking fast. What don't you understand? That you're breaking up.
All right. You threw a couple of interceptions in this game. Is it safe to say that when you're playing the Braves, once you make a mistake, the game feels like it's getting away from you? Did you hear me?
Completely. Obviously not. You make these things like a question that could be answered yes or no, and you make it into like a 4 questionnaire, what's up? You know, like just chill it out. Make it simple. I can barely hear you.
Okay, so nice and simple, Dan.
Yeah, I like Alex's voice. I like to hear him loud and clear.
Okay, so 27 attempts, 20 completions. That's both of you. But Maher has 65 more yards, 3 more TDs, and 1 less INT. Is your system broken as compared to his?
No, I just think that Maher literally killed it, and we didn't. That's all it came down to. They were executing like crazy, and now we made two mistakes. Literally, that's all it came down to. I feel like when we have our full squad, we'll be there. We'll be ready. Let's go.
How does this roster compare to the ones you've played with in the past?
Like who?
Like the other teams you've had, whether it was, what were they called?
Name me a team.
Dan and Co.
Or
Great team. Made it to the final, lost to Manila also. It happened. He's a great player.
I understand. I'm asking you a different question.
I know that's what you're trying to get at. So
That's not what I'm trying to get at.
You know what I mean?
That's not what I'm trying to get at. As a mind reader, you're awful. I'm asking, how does this team compare to teams you've had in the past? Are they better? Are they worse?
I would say they're just as good, if not better. We're fucking stacked. Oh, my God. My bad.
It's okay.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay. We don't have that many fucking sponsors.
That's true.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Dr. Combo.
Is this roster better than Waste Ute?
That's a good one, actually. I don't know. We're going to see what Waste Ute's all about this winter, though. That's for sure. I can tell you that much.
Okay,
but
so
right now, our team is nice when we have a full roster. Trust me. 2HD next week, guaranteed a win.
Guaranteed. What happens if you lose? Do you retire and play soccer?
No. I guarantee that win. So I won't guarantee
okay, so you won't guarantee the offside, but you'll guarantee the upside.
Let me quote you something. I'm going to lighten it up a little bit. We're going to talk some hoops too. Dan, this is something you said. With DeRozan gone, it leaves me no other choice than to officially become a Golden State fan. # Dubs Nation. Does that still stand, or has your anger with the Raptors subsided?
Bro, are you kidding me? We got DeMarcus Cousins. What's wrong with you?
So we now as Golden State Warriors. All right, that answers my question.
Instantly changes.
Stop it. Kawhi is not going to end up signing with us, and we're going to end up with the worst deal in NBA history. That's all it comes down to.
All right. Dan, you've played a bunch of games in FPF.
Not too many, but yeah.
Well, come on. What's the one thing you eat after every game?
The one thing I eat after every game.
Like your go-to post-game food.
Honestly, it's whatever, what's left over at home. Most of the time, it's meat, pasta, or chicken. One of the three.
Dan, in your team picture this year, in your player picture, I noticed you were sporting a goatee, and it made me wonder, do 1990s villains call you asking for their facial hair back?
Didn't hear the question, so I'm going to go with no.
No? Okay. Are you a 1990s villain? Like from the show?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm the villain. This is 1990s. No kidding. Lance is somewhere laughing in a corner.
What was the one with the stones that came to life? What? Gargoyles.
Gargoyles? Oh,
I was
yeah.
thinking of gargoyles specifically. Do Braves lose a game from here till the end of the Cup season?
And just, Dan, for you, they have Belnierzod, I can never pronounce it, Dirty Dogs, Sweatin' Beers, and hashtag NR left on their schedule.
For whose schedule?
Braves.
Oh my God! Repeat that.
Okay.
Don't
Les Banlieusards, Dirty Dogs.
Yeah.
Sweat and Beers. Hashtag
W.
#NR.
Oh, W. Let's go. Yeah, 100%. They're going undefeated. Warriors. See what's up in the playoffs.
But are they going?
I know you're listening to this. I'm going to see my fifth form this week. Let's go. We're gonna have a nice talk.
But are they going undefeated till the end of the Cup season? Will they be holding the Cup at the end of it?
You think I'm that much of a fortune teller?
I don't know. Only you can answer
that. I don't
know
either. I don't know these questions you're asking me.
By the way, Dan,
these are the questions we have to answer on a daily basis.
Asking me if I'm a genie. I don't know.
By the way, Dan, just to let you know, you've ruffled some feathers. So we have Quay Johnson in chat saying, Dan, relax. Better than waste youth? Wow.
Thanks. Simo looks into some free agents.
Wait, so. I asked there you go. Sub last night. What the hell was that all about?
There you go. Newly acquired player. New free agent. Quade Johnson.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dan, for joining us. You've answered all of our taco, all of our football.
I feel like you guys still have some deep down in your minds that you really want to let it out. So just say it. Simo, I know you got some in your head.
Well, ask you when you're retiring, but you choked out of that question.
How about this? Let me ask you a question. Then,
okay, go ahead.
Let's give the viewers what they want.
Okay, go.
I'm Hall of Fame eligible this season. Would you vote me in right now? Yes or no?
No.
No.
I'm a voter. so, for the Hall of Fame, being a Hall of Famer, Simo's not a voter for the Hall of Fame.
I am.
Oh, it's true.
We work here.
But you have less of a vote because you're not a Hall of Famer. Not like me and Eagle.
That's true.
So, I like to be honest, I gotta look at it. I would venture to say yes, but I would say that your numbers are probably not quite equal to that of Joey Taylor, who you faced this week.
I was just gonna say I would give Joey Taylor my vote over you, Dan.
What? What'd you say?
I would give Joey Taylor my vote over you right now, any day of the week.
Oh,
I guarantee you I'm gonna make you change that decision after this week.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see it. Excited to see the game this week, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Game of the week, Lance. What's up?
Careful, he might chirp you.
Don't slide in my DMs now, Lance, huh?
Thanks, Dan. Thanks,
without a pick, anyway.
Take it easy, guys. Thanks for the call.
Noise. Los Bandidos. Tacos. They took on the Hawks. They won 30-12. Rumors abound with Yakub Telemach perhaps joining the team and replacing Matt LeBlanc. Good move for the Hawks?
Yeah, I think it's just he's just a better quarterback at this stage in FPF. Like, Jakub's a proven quarterback in the lower, the four, the five divisions, 100%. Mathieu LeBlanc is still struggling a little bit, and they also add, like, a playmaker defensively, too, if he gets to play.
Will that be enough to get them to be a winning team?
I think that the way FPF Cup works, they'll need a few weeks to really get adjusted to what Jakub does offensively. The system is not your typical pocket passer sort of offense. But by the time the regular season of the Cup finishes, they might be able to really muster up a few wins. And maybe that'll carry them into the playoffs.
And let's assess Francis Desrochers' progression so far as a quarterback in FPF. Let's look at where he is. What would you have to say? Like, how would you assess it?
Well, if there's one thing, is he doesn't take as many deep shots as he used to. Like, I think he's matured a lot as a quarterback, just on a turnover ratio. He used to take a lot of deep shots, a lot of risks, a lot of past not that he didn't need to. You can see a big difference now with the fact that his turnover ratio is a lot lower than what it was in the first few seasons. And it puts his team in a better position. He knows he has a good defense behind him. He doesn't need to risk any of these throws. And he's helping his defense out. And they've been winning more games.
That's fair. Eagle, I wanted you just to interrupt with your...
Well, I'm queuing up Terry, but also, do you want to ask me something?
No, I wanted you to seamlessly interrupt as if it was organically just came to your mind yes, that you had a movie to mention.
That was clear in our off-topic conversations. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Going back to our references of changing all the, I guess, movies or television up.
Yeah, flipping the protagonist with the antagonist.
Exactly. So, do you guys remember the original...
Oh, we should have asked Dan if he had one.
Oh,
but he would have said no.
You guys remember
oh, you're cutting off, bees.
He was at Gargoyles with his 90s goatee.
So, Michael Bay did a Power Rangers reboot recently. You guys remember the original one from 1995?
Yes.
The Mighty Morphin
of course.
Power Rangers?
Of course.
So, imagine the plot where Ivan Ooze is actually trying to solve world hunger with his goop and that the Power Rangers want to keep the economy as is and have those children in Africa starve.
So, like...
That sounds like the Power Rangers.
So, like, where the Power Rangers work for Monsanto and
pretty much, yeah.
With the,
yeah. Remember they had to go to, like, the rainforest crops. And, like, get, like, their animal spirits and everything? Yeah, that's them trying to suppress the revolution in overseas.
There's a period of time where, between Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and now, where I consumed a lot of things that don't permit me to remember a lot of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, so that's why I don't totally recall that, but we'll get...
Grape juice.
It's a type of grape juice. maybe we'll get some of Terry Tam's thoughts on that when we get to talk to him. We'll talk to him. Actually, we have a very specific thing to do because let me preface this. Actually,
okay.
Last week I was in the depression. You were in the depression. Eagles in the depression. Hashtag Free Vinny lost their hashtag.
Yes,
it was a bet.
It's still on the wall.
Yeah,
it's still up there.
And then we have a conspiracy theory. Hey, how's it going, Terry?
You
Terry.
Yeah, we were just discussing last week.
You call me on air?
Yeah. It's dumb. Oh. Eagle doesn't even queue up like yeah. and stand by or anything. It's live on air, interrupting us, talking. It's very annoying. But how's it going, buddy?
Is it as dumb as, I don't know, Simo's throwing motion?
Wow.
I shouldn't be talking this week.
But you lost to that. You're
saying.
It's
on film. I didn't play defense.
That's true.
Speaking of losing, though, you guys Thank lost God. Two games in a row and...
three now.
They three now. Won yeah, yet. My bad.
But, they can't
but
win.
But the middle one specifically, I was led to believe there were stakes on that game where a hashtag was gambled, and it appears as though Simo has a conspiracy theory that a gentleman by the name of Alex Hollowiswack went to change back and add back the hashtag and the back end of the FPF site.
That was me.
That was you?
So Terry as well.
I'm disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
You know, I got hate on Twitter for that. They thought I did it. I was like, no.
You did do it. Well, okay. Well, you
I need the original so guys, off of Free Vinny, but then
show.
I put it back.
Yeah,
because off of NR.
I did it on that website.
Because your quarterback actually, he wrote a check that your team couldn't cash. He gambled it. He gambled
the
hashtag.
He accepted the bet, and we covered the bet. So thankfully,
no, you didn't cover the bet.
You didn't cover
it. Yeah, it was half the spread. We lost by like six.
Well, if the other team doesn't accept that spread, it doesn't count.
That was fine.
Yeah, but it was bored. They kind of, I think they accepted it. I just think they didn't pay it. Whatever, it is what it is. They beat us.
So, with that.
It is what it is.
With that, we get to, the reason we called Terry is because I thought, Sean Avram, you made a bet that you couldn't live up to. So, with that, we called Terry to get the top 10 list of the 9 times Sean Avram was a bad leader. So, it basically, it's a list of 9. But it's a top 10 list. Of the 9 times Sean Avram was a bad leader, do we have a drum roll, Eagle? You are making a list. It's all you. Your own teammate. Absolutely. Number 9.
Top 10 list. 9 of the top 10.
Yeah.
Number 9. Not throwing Terry Tam the ball enough.
Not throwing Terry Tam the ball enough. There we go.
Number 8.
Wait, drum roll. Number. You got this properly.
No.
Number 8.
Number 8. Giving Simon way too much credit after last night's game.
Also true. Bad leadership right there. I would never give Simon credit. I never do it on the podcast.
That's true.
Doing so would be bad leadership.
We play together. You don't even.
Number 7.
Number 7 is not following up on the bet that he won against NR.
There we go. Yeah. I'm glad Terry agrees.
Number 6.
Number 6 would be not being able to read the lightweight garbage defense.
Not being able to read. Not reading as an adult male. I mean, that's kind of sad. Yeah. We shouldn't make fun of that.
What are we at? Five?
Wow. Five.
Promising alcohol and delivering.
Seriously.
Well, he delivered. That's good leadership.
He
delivered. Yeah, he always delivered.
Oh, he delivered.
But it's warm. It's warm.
Oh, it's warm beer.
Yeah, warm beer, yeah. Yeah. Bad leadership. Bad leadership. Buy a good cooler. Number four.
Number four. Not giving me credit for my hair flips after every snap.
Not enough credit for the hair flip.
That's true.
What hair product do you put in your hair, Terry?
I don't know. I have this. Well, for the flow, that's just because of the sweat. But I use Dove for men's for shampoo. And I put Nana's pastas, Nana's sauce on there.
Nice, pretty good.
A little bit.
It's the number three.
Della Rocca beers. three. That's fine.
That's a good one.
Three.
You better bang that one.
Yeah. Just make it up. It doesn't have to be true.
What do you mean? It's all true.
I mean, it's all true.
I'm trying to make them all accurate. Making us believe that we can actually beat NR.
Making you believe you can actually be an NR. The number two reason that Sean Averin was a bad leader, Terry Tam.
He hasn't showed us his piece and what he's working with yet.
Mm. Not enough penis. Not enough penis.
What?
Not enough penis. Number one. The number one reason Sean Averin was a bad leader. What do you got, Terry?
His name is Sean Averin.
Hey! Poorly named. Thank you, Terry. You can go back to your family dinner.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Thanks for coming on with us. I do like when people buy into our crazy. I do. I really.
Terry really doesn't give a F word.
Yes.
We're trying to not steer away from tacos, bad language.
Yeah.
Can we do some FPF?
Yeah.
No.
Easy W beat X-Men.
Yes.
50-44. Two interceptions per side, yet 94 total points scored. Does EZW's defense suck?
I think both defenses suck. Like, I don't...
Did you even know X-Men could score 44 points?
Did you even know you could have two interceptions and still allow 50?
What, is one of them a pick six?
Like, I don't know. I saw the score, like, when you look at the score, I saw the score, it's like, oh, so defense absent. Open the score box. Wait, four picks?
Like, how long was this game?
Or how quickly were these plays? Like, you just first down, boom, pick. Your turn, boom, and touchdown. Like, I don't... Right there, just the numbers of touchdowns and interceptions, that's like 19 plays.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
This week, Samuel Pelchat got 3 touchdowns. I realize his name's not Pelchat. sometimes I just gotta say it out loud. Samuel Pelchat had 3 TDs. It seems like each week there's just a guy who goes off for EZW where it used to always be CO Living.
Yep.
Can we gamble on air?
Sure.
Can we all pick a guy who we think is going to be that guy with some stakes? What are the stakes for this? Eagles?
Can we do stakes?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So the two...
Stakes anyway, is stakes.
For our wrap-up meeting for calling the audible, 3 of us will go for stakes. The 2 losers will pay for the winner's stake. How's that?
69 to Rebay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's the guy?
I mean, I'm gonna expense it anyways. I don't really.
So will I. Just not the alcohol.
So wait, what you're saying is you should pay regardless?
No. I want to win. Okay. So who's the name the 5 receivers that we think are starters? So we have like something to base it off.
Eagle.
You have Samuel Emilio Pelcha. I would say Charles Olivier Laving. Based on stats, you have Félix Bissonnette, Victor Baron, Etienne Laurent Gervais, I think are your probably 5. Yeah. Looks like Jean-Christophe Ferland comes in.
They do sub in, but those are the main 5.
Okay.
And just in this game, by the way, so Pelcha has 3 receptions for 3 touchdowns. Laving has 2 receptions for 2 touchdowns. Baron, 3 receptions, 1. Laurent
yeah,
Gervais,
we established there was no
4
defense.
For 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really a gamble.
So who's going to be the one that...
That goes off next week.
But what if there's this stat line again?
Who gets the most touchdowns next week?
Okay.
Who will have... So the tiebreakers are as follows. Touchdowns, yards, catches.
Yes.
Fair? We all agree?
Yeah.
We all agree to the terms? Okay. Who gets... Who you choose to go off next week for EZW?
So next week they have broken ankles, if that matters.
Okay.
It won't matter.
It won't. I choose Victor Baron. He's my guy.
Okay, I was going to go with him. Good call.
And so Jeremy... just throw all the touchdowns to him. Thanks.
You got to go with Levine. Who?
Steel Levine?
Yeah, you have to.
I'm not. I'm going to go with Laurent Gervais. Etienne Laurent Gervais. Interesting. They had a connection late in the season last season when Steel Levine wasn't there.
It was that guy that stepped up.
Yeah, and like, what's becoming cool is Jeremy White's not that guy who forces the ball to one guy anymore. He really spreads the ball, and he's really developing a system. And I think that broken ankles will try to match up as much as possible with Steel Levine. And I think that the other slot now, Etienne Laurent Gervais will be able to get open.
That's a good assumption.
I was going to go Victor Bannon, though. That was my, like, I was like,
yes!
They're going to pick the top two, so I'm going to sneak in Victor Bannon, and I was robbed.
I went first pick with the sleeper.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. So, with all that being said, we'll take a look at something in tier.
Why do you have to switch pages?
In tier four, McDo took on Bruins.
Oh, McDo!
What are your favorite teams this season? Bruins beat them 31-13. McDo faced an experienced team and threw four interceptions. Yeah. Was this related more so to the strength of Bruins D or the inexperience of McDo?
The inexperience of McDo. I still love that name. I think that it's their first real game, right? Like they had against a veteran team, against a veteran defense. They played the first week was a forfeit, so they played against each other. And then they played Trailer Park Boys, who were also a struggling new team. So to see them play against Bruins, I think it's more that they didn't really know that other teams could really react to what you're doing. So I think it's just a matter of they weren't ready. It's your first real game against a team that played FPF before. So I give it more to the experience than actually to Bruins.
So I'm going to read to you. So one of the ways I do reporting is I go to the scorekeepers and get their input. I got the input from the scorekeeper in this game, Stefano Berardi. I will edit Stefano's thoughts.
You can't go. You
so
can't go
that
wrong.
It'd be more appropriate. But the dude's a funny guy. And he described the first play to me. The first play of this game, the quarterback at Saint Cardinal had the ball slip out of his hands. As Stefano says, it's as if he had greasy hands from too many McNuggets and the ball slipped out of his hand and hit the rusher in the chest. Luckily, the rusher didn't think that would be possible and he didn't pick it off.
To be fair, their name is McDo.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. So McDo with some learning to do. I will say Philip DiQuinzio ran twice for 17 yards and a touchdown. It seems to be he might be the star in this team. What would you do to scheme to get him the ball more frequently?
So there's this play that you love to call, and we're trying to make a little bit more famous, is when you send every single receiver except one guy to one side. So everybody goes left.
It's not entirely accurate. But yeah.
Whatever.
Three level counterflow.
Everybody goes to one side, and he comes underneath everybody to the other side.
Yeah.
So you have like your wide receiver to the left, run like a two-step in pattern, and everybody goes towards the left. So he comes counterflow, and you hit him on the other side of the field where all the DBs will crash to the other side of the field, and he could turn up and get the ball. If it's your fastest guy, you should be able to turn the corner on whoever's trailing him and get a lot of yards. It's a very easy pass for a quarterback because it's like a two-yard pass to somebody who's basically not covered. And it allows for you, it creates a lot of breathing room for your offense. When you have one guy that's like your playmaker, it's a good way to get them going too. You get the ball in his hands, you let them run, and it's good on stat sheet.
It's a safe play. It's usually a completion. Even if it's perfectly covered and you get 3 or 4 yards, it's a guaranteed 3 or 4 yards.
And keep in mind, in this game, DiQuinzio does have 2 pass attempts, not completed, but basically you can put him back there and maybe he can throw, maybe he takes off, maybe it's a handoff, so you have a little bit of trickery in your pocket.
Hopefully someone in the Facebook audience can answer this question for me. Can someone tell me if Dalvin Cook is active tonight? Because I need to know to set. Asking for a friend. Who needs to set their fantasy lineup?
He is active.
He is active?
Either 2 hours ago, he was confirmed. Dalvin Cook and Marcus Peters are both active.
Oh. Awesome. Sorry, Royce Freeman.
Nobody's gonna play Marcus Peters anyways.
Seriously.
Come on, Eagle.
Voodoo took on Diablos. Diablos won yet again, 52-33. I thought this might have been one of the first challenges for Diablos. I was wrong. Should Diablos have been in T1?
No. I think that they're
because
off.
No, that was on purpose.
I think that the way they run their offense and the way they run this team is they love to beat on the weaker teams. If they were playing in tier one, that's exactly what they did last season, last fall season. They played in tier one or what used to be tier
like
one.
Like I said, Francois Martin is very happy with himself beating poor teams.
Of course. He's happy because he put up sub 50. Makes him feel like he's the best player in the world.
Does he like go to like kids' parties and like dunk on the children?
Oh, wow.
Like,
oh, wow. Well, he does have kids, so...
Is that what he does? I'm not going to say it. I feel bad. It's too far. It's too far.
No, no. Honestly, I think it's the way they run this team and the way they run their offense is they take a lot of deep shots and they score quickly, which allows them to put up a lot of points. And it's something that their team loves to do. We love to bash François Martin. But at the end of the day, their system makes them score quickly.
He is one of the best deep ball throwers in any, in, let's say, Division 3 down.
He reads it really well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not afraid to do it. There's a lot of guys who, because there's a safety, I won't do it. He reads it well.
If it's one-on-one, he'll take the chance.
He reads it well off the bat, and he takes a lot of shots at it, which allows for a lot of opportunities too.
Yeah,
I'm sure a guy like Chalvejo really appreciates that.
Was Frank K more impressive in this loss than he was in any game since his return to FPF? Hopefully, Simon Dagenet has done the research.
No, there was a few games where Frank K played really, really well.
Did the research.
And did the research. No, for real. I think since his return, there's a few games where he really impressed me. There's some.
He does seem to be better since he returned, right?
There's a few games he played terribly. I remember there's one game where he didn't score points. Mm-hmm. That was terrible. But no.
I mean, on average, it does on seem average, like he's gotten better since his return.
I think that it's something about learning. Like his playbook, I don't think changed much, but I think the way he reads it changed a lot. Being sidelined a little bit sucks, but it also gives you a different perspective. He plays Dorval touch too, which creates different plays and also creates different ways to see it. And you play more football. The more you play, the better you'll become.
I would say also that he's less mobile. Not that he was particularly mobile before, but he would still move around. Now the ball's out of his hand a lot quicker.
Less
he doesn't want to run. Yeah. He doesn't even wear cleats anymore.
He doesn't try to like you said, he doesn't try to run or beat the rusher. And at times, there was that part of Frank K that he tried to beat the rusher because he used to be a fast guy before his injury. And that sometimes bit him in the ass.
Yeah. And a play was never dead to Frank K.
It's true.
Before.
This is a type of game that Frank K does enough to win, but he needs his defense to actually make a stop. Putting up 5 scores is good. Allowing 8, including 5 to one receiver who had 5 receptions all game, that can't happen. You can't have that happen.
Given the skill and speed on the guys on defense, guys like Etienne Vaillancourt or guys like Kevin Marcel, are you surprised that A, the offense didn't slow down the pace of the game, and B, the defense couldn't take away the deep ball and force François Martin to march the ball down the field?
It's a size matchup problem. You have, like, Chalvejo was not the smallest dude. They had Jean-Félix Dalloz sub for them as well, who's also a tall guy. They have size on Diablos that's difficult for a team like Voodoo to match up against. They do have Patrick Saint-Amand, but Etienne Vaillancourt is not the tallest guy. Frank Marcel is also not the smallest guy. Kevin, not Frank. Like Frank is...
They're short.
Yeah.
Yes. Say the thing.
They're short.
There we go.
They're like eagle size. Right?
Eagle, get that on the scroll.
So, it's tough for them to cover. I couldn't see a guy like Kevin Marcel cover Jeff Dalloz just because of the size issue. François Martin's going to put it high enough that Kevin won't be able to make a play on the ball. And that'll be the end of it.
SWAT beat Junkyard Dogs 32-13. And why I bring that up here is... that you mentioned size mismatch.
Mm-hmm.
And with Isaiah Lard, with Sean Haney, one of the things that SWAT had an advantage over Junkyard Dogs was exactly that. They had the size to go over the top of a smaller Junkyard Dogs team who are very skilled but don't have anyone. True. They don't have guys who are really big enough to legitimately cover those guys.
That's true. I think that SWAT is a well-built team. They're a good team that's placed perfectly. They're exactly where they should be. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would play well in Tier 1. I think that making a few switches wouldn't help them to play in Tier 2, Tier 3 also. I think they're in it's the right fit for them where they are. They're playing really well. They have a very good defense due to how good their rusher is, ILR is. Everything starts with the rusher for them. He takes away a window by himself, makes plays on the quarterback that basically disables third reads. So he takes away the first read by jumping like a slant, and then he doesn't let you get to your third read. He's a brutal rusher to play against.
Can I just say he has another interception in this game, and if he was rushing, that makes three in 2 weeks, two against my team, once against Junkyard Dogs.
I want to say I spoke to Rob. I did speak to Rob White about this game after the game because it was happening during our game, so I couldn't watch it. Mm-hmm. I vaguely kind of remember him saying that's what happened, but I don't want to put my name on it.
It's a crazy thing to think that a rusher get interceptions. It's a sort of a fluke play, but it's also the way he plays those balls that way too. He's forcing them to be thrown at him. He's expecting it, and he has his hands ready for it. Yeah. Like, it's not just he puts a hand up and it sort of falls into his chest. He's playing the interception.
Yeah, see, what the beauty about a lot of the rusher for this defense is that, you know, we always talk about, like, Mo Khan on the finest and the worst player, but he's tall, right? And QBs hate that. Yeah, exactly. The best part about Allard is that he's tall and he's fast. So you have to hit sideline and you have to do it hard. So everyone can jump anything on the outs. And if he goes down the middle, Allard either backs it down or now picks it. So.
He's somehow still underrated rusher. And he's going to find his way into higher divisions once again.
The rusher on the other side of the ball was John Laristis for Junkyard Dogs. Mm-hmm. If I say this sentence, how do you complete it? John Laristis missing flags and allowing Gino DeFazio to extend plays is
fact.
No, it's also very fact. Very surprising.
Yes, but it's both things are true.
Yeah,
why is it? Well, we know why it's fact. Why is it surprising?
Well, John Laristis, he's a veteran rusher. But if there's one thing he rarely misses, mm-hmm. he cuts off the angles properly. If you're playing against a pocket passer, most of the time, he doesn't have the same impact as if he's playing a mobile quarterback because he's very good at cutting off angles, and he doesn't miss.
Yeah.
Now, if you're telling me he played a pocket passer that he's played with before for a very, very long time, and he couldn't beat him, that's very surprising.
Well, Gino DeFazio was actually buying time, and a lot of it was like on a third down and a fourth down. Gino stepping up, moving sort of moving his hips a little bit. John Laristis missing the flag belt.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was bizarre. It was just a lot of miscues for.
Well, maybe it's also like if people have bad games sometimes.
Yeah.
I am going to say, though, that Gino is bailed out by his offense, right? Because if you're in one of those scramble plays and he's moving around trying to look something because his first read's not there, all he needs to do is just put it somewhere high in the air and Sean Haney or Allard just goes to get it.
He's throwing the ball basically, up 9-10 feet in the air.
Or Sean Haney.
Go get it.
Yeah,
Sean Haney or...
Even their center, Alexandre Blais, I mean, he can go up for it. You're from the middle position. A few times in our game, he just went straight out on just a fly right down the middle, and no one picks up center on that type of play,
he's
right?
He's also a very good ball player.
Consider Star Wars for a second.
Okay.
Now, you have one side...
Wait, I'm still considering.
Okay. I'll speak while you consider. The Empire brokers peace throughout the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
A galaxy far, far away instead.
Yeah.
It's also a documentary. It took place a long time ago.
Okay.
So the Emperor and his chief in command, Darth Vader, they broker peace throughout the galaxy. Then his two largely unemployed, incest-driven children cause all sorts of shit. They start a war and yet get treated like heroes.
Yeah.
They destroyed what they called the Death Star, where there was like a bunch of people who have families to go to. They have kids. There may be contractors working on that exposed vent, for example. What about those families? No one ever talks about those.
It's true. Like because this is purely based off the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. Back in the Roman Empire.
Well, no, it's actually, this is a documentary about something that happened in the galaxy far, far away a long time ago.
Roman Empire.
Infrastructure Week.
Roman Empire, Julius Caesar. But the point remains that back in Roman Empire, there was no war in between. They were at peace because they were all ruled by the same guy.
Until they burned themselves down.
Until somebody came in and decided to, take it over again. Attaboy. Greed.
Yeah. So that's one I got. Do you have any on top?
I have a very good one for you.
Go ahead, give me.
So this is a very short one. So Black Panther.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm not liking the risk. Can I leave the camera?
Essentially, a very advanced form of Kim Jong Un.
What?
Okay.
Same thing. What? Think about it. Don't boo me. Think about it.
Okay. Here's an actual one. All right. Remember Powerpuff Girls? Mojo Jojo is actually a brilliant nuclear scientist and realizes that Chemical X is an unstable agent, so he spends his entire time trying to prevent nuclear holocaust.
I don't remember Power
Broker. I have no clue that show was about.
We'll take your word for it. Hopefully people in the audience will appreciate that. Things to not appreciate, however, watching Les Amateurs de Saxe. Is there a worse team to watch in FPL?
I like to watch them, man.
You do?
Yeah.
Can you scorekeep all of their games?
I've watched scorekeep two or three of their games last spring with Molkan at Brossard. And honestly, they're interesting to watch because they make plays out of nowhere. They're sort of an NFL team that keeps the game 9-6 for some reason, and then there's a lot of sacks in the second half, and they make plays on punt returns and stuff like that. That's the way Amateurs de Saxe feels. It's a grindy, shitty game that they sort of make a play to keep it interesting because you're so bored.
Not in this one, however. They lost 32-13 to Team Stars. Three of the seven players in this game were subbed. David Lamoureux, the quarterback, was in there. Neither was Vincent Deschatel. I think if we look at how many points scored without Vincent Deschatel, it's the 13 points they scored in like the seven games he's missed. Yeah. This is the only time they've ever scored.
And to clarify, all the 13 points were actually scored by Amateurs de Saxe. None of them are late points this time around.
Okay, at least. Well, kudos to Team Stars for knowing how clocks work this time and for getting their first win in FPF. Are they good? Or is this just that they played Les Amateurs de Saxe and Les Amateurs de Saxe can't score more than 13 points?
Two things can be true.
Like blueberries. They're both blue and berries.
You say that every single time.
You keep asking the same question. I keep giving you the same answer.
Well, I think Team Stars are good and they just feasted on the team that's not.
You know what I just realized? Strawberries are not straw.
They're also not berries. That's a whole other thing. I don't want to do that show. Good.
God, what's rasp?
I just don't. It's so delicious, but I don't want to know what it is. Team Stars have some good athletes. Ness Saleh, for example, the quarterback. He's going to need to rely on his running. Ness Saleh.
Okay. Oh, Ness.
Ness.
Super Smash Bros.
Super
guy.
Ness. Once he gets good, we'll still call him Super Ness.
Nice.
He only completed 9 passes in this game. And you see this sometimes in lower divisions. Why does this happen where guys can't complete double-digit passes? I think I've had one game in my FF, and I'm terrible. One game in my FF career where I've completed less than 10 passes.
I
don't understand.
It's either because he can't throw the football, which I don't think it is the case. Either because he keeps calling the exact same plays and defense picks it up. Or he could be struggling with the rusher. Right, if the rusher gets a lot of PDs, forces a lot of balls early. Usually you see this when brand new quarterbacks or brand new players to FPF who never played quarterback in FPF before, they don't know how to deal with the rusher. And it takes them an entire half to figure out how to get a single completion because they're trying to make a play. This works in practice. This works every time we try to do it. And now with this rusher, it doesn't. So I think it could be a little bit of both things.
I think there's actually an evolution to what Simon's saying, which is that, yes, not only are you not used to the rusher, maybe you haven't played QB a lot, but also this might be a case of he's the most athletic on the team, and therefore he's the QB. So if you're not comfortable throwing the ball, you just take off, and suddenly you're gaining 12 yards a carry, right? So why not?
That could also... Yes.
That can also be true. Eagle, lockdown. Mm-hmm. Give us the weekly lockdown report as you took on Mean Machine. Try and focus as much as possible on Mean Machine as possible, as no one cares about your trash team.
I would say that this game came down to fourth downs.
I love how you're looking it up like you weren't there.
Yeah, and he's typing it down.
The game came down to football was played, and I still need to search. The internet is slow.
Doop, 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 doop.
Also, there's a little ticker at the bottom that I need to update about.
Oh, there we go. That makes more sense, actually. Yes. Go ahead, Eagle.
That's not it.
I would say this was a game of fourth downs, and in that I mean that Mean Machine couldn't get stopped on fourth down, whereas Lockdown multiple times got stopped. And basically,
they pat-rioted, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Ayo.
And that's what really changed. I mean, on both sides, there was blown coverages on defense. I mean, there was missed tackles on both sides of the ball. But yeah, really, it came down to a couple extra points. And just fourth down conversions on the Mean Machine side and lack thereof on the Lockdown side. So basically this game was over with our last possession. It was a 2-score lead. We scored on, like, let's call it the last play, pretty much. I think maybe 3 plays left to make it kind of acceptable. But yeah, that really is the difference in this game. If we get one more stop on fourth or we don't get stopped on our offense, it's a different game.
Interesting.
You got another movie for me? Movie show?
No, I burned the Powerpuff one.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, then in that case, we'll get to Games of the Week.
Games of the Week.
As we look to preview some of the games, it'll be quick answers as to who will win. One sentence as to why. We'll cut you. Oh, no, there's something else that we forgot.
There's a lot of things that we forgot.
I know. Let's not do games. Well, let's do Games of the Week first. Why not? Who cares? What
we don't have to finish with Games of the Week anyways.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go Games of the Week. I do want to get to Simo's 90 Seconds of Heat.
Oh!
Very unpopular segment, but we're going to force it down everyone's throat until we get it right.
You want to go tier four first?
Yeah.
Is it actually?
I got the Game of Seagull because you guys don't make the picks.
Is it actually unpopular? Did somebody come up to you and say, this sucked?
It was unpopular to me because I thought it sucked.
You also weren't here.
Yeah, I know. I listened to the show, though, the next day. So, Division Tier 4, Trailer Park Boys take on Teen Stars. Simon.
Teen Stars.
Because? Give me one sentence, always.
Because they're good.
Teen Stars because Trailer Park Boys are meh.
Analysis.
It's worse than me.
Listen, I was 36, McDo.
McDo! Just because of the name, man.
Gotta go with McDo. I must have the sack. Can't score points.
Trojans, Bruins.
Bruins. There was a fluke game that we made out of a bad game.
Bruins, too. Yeah.
Fresh Lungs, Replacements.
Fresh Lungs. Replacements.
I know there's a bowl that's weirdly named after Simo because the bowls are weirdly named after people who are still active in the league.
Isn't one named after Duke?
Zhang Yi versus Bud Knights in the Simon Dashney Bowl.
You got to pick a favorite here.
Zhang Yi!
They're going to beat the best defense in FBF?
They're not. I told you. It was the best defense for 1 week. Now, Zhang Yi shut off a team.
They have the best defense.
I'm on the Zhang Yi bandwagon, man. I'm telling you. Zhang Yi is for real.
I have to do Zhang Yi too.
Yes, yeah. Sir!
I feel stupid doing it, but I think
No,
it's
you don't
right
feel stupid. Zhang Yi, man.
Speaking of stupid, Raw Sauce against Llama's Pajamas.
Such a good name.
Yeah, it could be both things.
Give me Raw Sauce. I'm really not a fan of Llama's Pajamas.
Give me the PJs.
Okay,
that could have been oddly pronounced. Hawks, Dreambreakers.
Dreambreakers. Hawks are even with newly found Yakub, I don't think it's going to work out the first game.
Eagle.
Yeah, I got to agree with that.
X-Men, Los Banditos.
Banditos, man. They have a defense. X-Men doesn't.
I'm going to go with X-Men on this one.
Cool.
Grabouge, Unknown Talent.
Unknown Talent is slowly becoming known. They're good. Give me Unknown Talent.
No, I'm going to go with Grabouge. They had a good game last week.
I also overheard something about Grabouge. They have a guy who's suspended for the rest of the year.
I don't know that yet.
I overheard one of the...
Are you spreading rumors again?
No. I didn't do rumors of the week. I overheard that one guy on the team say you can't play the rest of the season because you're suspended. Because we were playing right after Grabouge. Okay. But again, I wasn't really paying attention. Maybe I should have.
So you guys are both going... Sorry, you went with Unknown Talent and went with Grabouge. Okay. Easy W, Broken Ankles.
Oh, Easy W. Because Victor Baron's going to have a massive
No, it will not. It'll be Etienne Lenoir-Gervais. Warriors, Bulldogs.
Warriors. They play well against W.
Yeah, Warriors.
Supernovas against Los Avocados.
Give me Los Avocados.
Los Avocados.
Okay.
I'm also looking to see if there's a player suspended.
We're all doing multiple things at once. See, we're short-staffed for fall, and it gets difficult at times. Mean Machine and One Speed Power.
Oh, I don't know, man. Mean Machine, they should
be
better.
I will remind you that every time One Speed Power looks good, they then shit the bed.
I expect Mikey Adana to throw like 4 interceptions. But also, Dan Goloff has not been playing well, so I'm going to go OSP just because.
I disagree. Goloff is playing really well. If anything, I'm worried about the Mean Machine defense. So I'm going to go with Mean Machine here, but I'm a little bit hesitant, got to admit.
So Mean Machine, but Peace gets catches? Nice. Junkyard Dogs against Le'Veon La Vida Loca. Stupid
name. I don't want to say that name, so Junkyard Dogs.
Junkyard Dogs.
Okay, how about this? Rest of the season, we always pick against Le'Veon, no matter what.
Yeah, right. I've been picking against them the whole season.
Diablo SWAT.
Oh, that's a fun game.
That's a fun game.
That's a...
Game of the week? Question mark?
Yeah, probably not. No. You know, bias. But
it'll be hashtag NR.
But I'm gonna go with Diablos. I don't think that's, although SWAT has some size, they don't have enough size. They only have 2 size.
Even okay.
I'm gonna go with SWAT on this one. I think Franca Monte is gonna get frustrated real fast.
Yeah, and then he's gonna blame everyone on his own team. It's awesome.
I have a great rumor about Franca Monte.
Eagle will not have listened to how to beat Flamafu. Even though I've given him the defensive playbook, he will not call it because he won't trust it, and they will lose for that reason. Flamafu. All
right. Oh,
because it's lockdown against Flamafu. Exactly. I'm going to go against lockdown because they're trash. So are they Flamafu.
Outlaws Pigeon Squad.
Pigeon Squad? Question mark? I'm not confident in this bit.
I'm going to go Outlaws, but also not confident. This is a good game, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, it should be very interesting.
It's a good game for the wrong reasons. Voodoo, no, Greendale Human Beings.
I think both teams are going to score at 30.
Are Greendale Human Beings bad?
No.
Okay. I don't think so. Just you put it on the script. That's why I'm asking you.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you said the question. So.
Interesting. Voodoo against Greendale Human Beings.
Oh, because they lost to you. That's why. No, give me Greendale Human Beings.
I'm going to go with Voodoo on this one. I think if they can control the pace of the game, they have a chance.
Well, we said that, though, against Diablos, and that really did not play out.
Well, then again,
they did not control the pace.
Five score. Yeah, exactly. But five scores was enough to win.
Keyboard Lockstars STL. That's a good game.
STL.
A lot of good games this week.
That's a good game. I'm going to go with Keyport.
Simon Dagenet will not win a game in the qualification round. Sweat and beers over lightweight.
We won a game.
They won another game.
I'm going to go with lightweight.
It was a joke to me last week. God damn you, Free Vinny. Not hashtag Free Vinny, just Free Vinny.
I saw it in the article.
Yeah.
Justin laughed about it.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
After
2HD conspiracy.
Listen, somebody guaranteed a win. Otherwise, he's retiring to soccer. So I'm going to have to go with that.
I am going to pick conspiracy here. I think the matchups of the athletes are going to be dominant over 2HD.
Better soccer player, Dan Lazara or Joey Taylor?
Oh, it's got to be Lazara.
You say that.
But Joey's weirdly good at things.
Can I go
I know.
He's good at drinking. He's good at FPF. It's
can
amazing.
I go with Danny Demo? He looks like a good soccer
that's
player.
Fair. That's not the question I asked. Unhashtag Free Vinny, Duty Dogs.
Free Vinny.
Free Vinny. Hashtag and all.
No hashtag.
No hashtag.
They lost. On this podcast, they have no hashtag. Hashtag NR against FPF All-Stars.
All-Stars.
I'm going to go with All-Stars, and I'm going to say that hashtag NR are going to get frustrated in this game, and you're going to see it on the field.
Les Banlieusards against Braves.
Braves.
Ooh. Yeah, by a lot of points. There's going to be even more frustration than last week, if that's even possible.
That's a real quick one. The Matrix. Neo. What are you trying to protect us from? The Matrix world is so much better from the shit world you want us all to live in.
Because every time they came back, it's a shitty world.
It's terrible. There's no sun. It's awful. Simon, you ready? Speaking of the sun, you ready to bring the heat?
Oh,
90 seconds of heat.
This looks more like a shopping list sort of thing.
All right.
I got a few topics I'm going
to
quick hit.
We're still trying to figure out how this segment works.
Yeah, we don't
so really. We're trying different things each week. Fall, you're the experimentation season. Hopefully we get it right by the time winter season rolls around. Simon, are you ready for your 90 seconds of heat?
Of heat. Eagle's night.
I really said that slow so Eagle could play the music. Eagle.
I had to get the timer up and everything. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
3, 2.
You know you can filibuster.
What? Yes, you can. Go.
All right. There's
no music represents heat.
No, I don't. There's 6 teams that makes the top tier in tier 1. There's one team's going to be very disappointed. Tacos. Sean Abraham's a sore loser. He said Merry Christmas after losing to us because he's just pissed off.
Maybe he just loves Christmas.
No, he's just sad. You're not supposed to speak!
I'm sorry.
Conspiracy, terrible defense. They allowed the most points in tier 1. Diablos will lose his team at this point. At some point, Diablos will not keep up putting 40 plus points every week.
It'll be the playoffs.
Boundaries All needs to chill, man. Like, they're frustrated with each other. You're not. You're playing another team, not yourself. Chill.
If anyone's ever played
stop
with you, they
talking! Mixed feelings about Teen Stars. I don't know if I like them or not. They're a good team, but they don't show up to their games. So yeah. Come on, Le'Veon Bell. I drafted you in fantasy. Please play at some point, ever, anytime.
Week 10.
I don't care when. As long as he plays. I just don't want him to skip the whole season. Or be traded. That would be even better for me.
It's a dream.
Fall is kind of nice. Like, I used to hate fall when I was 12 because you had to go back to school. But now I kind of like fall because you get NFL. You also get TV shows that are coming back because you had the whole summer to just remember how you don't have TV shows. Speaking of TV shows, is something worse than learning that your favorite TV show got canceled?
No.
It's not supposed to speak. Jeez, Louise. How much time do you go?
5.
All right. That's about it. 3. Don't say.
How do you think that went? You working for next week? Cool.
Well, I don't know. Are you going to
You ran talk? Out before the 90 seconds.
Are you going to talk over me every single
if
time?
If I didn't talk, your 90 seconds of heat would have been 60 seconds with Sophie.
Hell. No, it would have worked out. I had more things to say, but I ran out of time. Because you
did run out of time.
Talked. Oh, we're done.
What are your final thoughts, gentlemen, real quick?
Just a reminder to all the teams, if you are bringing in new players, this is the last week to bring them in to be playoff eligible. You need 4 games played, so make sure they show up to every game from this point onwards, or they're not going to play in the playoffs.
Final thoughts, Simon?
I wasn't ready for this music to finish. I thought we had more things to say, like rumors of the week or, you know, other things.
No. Nice final thoughts.
We did a lot of games, though. We covered a lot of games.
Yeah, I mean, we always do a good job.
Yeah. Well,
you know. Thanks, Tacos.
The show started with an interview nobody could hear.
No, he could. He just didn't want to answer the questions. Yeah. Yo, you're cutting off, please. I don't.
It's like when Natalia calls me, but I want to just listen to my music instead.
Going to the tunnel.
Oh, I missed your call.
Nobody could see that, but he looked like he was grabbing his own breasts when he was doing that. I don't know why that was. In my goal for 1, going for 2 this week. I'm going to go for 3. Breaking all sorts of rules.
Overtime style.
They're all important.
Nope, you took that out.
Yeah, old FPF style. For those who don't know how to find Fields on the FPF website, it is like it is for any other company. It's under the contact section. It's there.
Isn't it called locations?
It's locations under contact.
And there's a map.
And there's a map to all of them. So I get asked this at least 3-4 times a season. That's how you find it. The next thing. Billy Zabka, the real karate kid. Mr. Miyagi went in there starting all that shit, taking up all their valuable time while they're training for Sun Valley Championship. Billy Zabka, I feel you, bro. And finally, Brad Kavanaugh, I hope you like warm weather because you'll see your last winter before you rot in hell.
Ooh, that got dark fast.
Yeah. Sorry, just a piece of shit.
Got very dark fast.
Did you get the joke about the music, though?
Yeah.
90 seconds of heat, yeah. And it's Viagra music. Thank you all for letting me be myself. Also, happy birthday, Mokan. Happy birthday, GM Collectors. Bye.
That was funny.
I wasn't expecting the end of the show. They didn't message me.
This is the end of the show.
I know, you didn't queue it up. I didn't know it was coming.
That comes after the games of the week, which we did.
We said we had to do it out of order because of,
I was so confused. Like, I finished.
The timing makes sense. I get it.
Yeah. No, I looked at you like, he's going to bring up a game or we're going to transition slowly to the end of the show.
No, the music started.
Music, I'm like, oh.
Ukulele done. Trash-ass techno starting.